Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsher dictating an endoscopy report on Nelson Thomas Rodriguez, date of birth 8/30/1974, date of procedure October 21st, 2023. Procedure performing physician is Evgenia Goldsher, referring physician is Dr. Yohan Aruajo Gonzalez. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and hot snare polypectomy. Number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. Indication screening for colon cancer, for gastric pain, GERD, dysphagia. Description of procedure and form concerns obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, also possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy. We're all explained to the patient. Patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in a left lateral position, sedated, spent anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examinations made of the duodenum bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. A rush effect suite was obtained of the cardiac period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period, retrorectal exam is normal. While lubricant Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of appendiceal or ileocecal valve and compensate folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Boston bowel prep score was. Seven 2-2-3. Findings at upper endoscopy: the upper and middle portion of the esophagus were unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE. Period. There was a irregular Z line at 44 centimeters from the bite block, with two tongues of salmon-colored mucosa slightly over 1 centimeter each. Period. Biopsies were obtained in 4 quadrants to rule out Barrett's. There was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were taken to rule out H. pylori in the body and the antrum. The duodenum was unremarkable to D3. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. There was evidence of approximately 1.2 centimeter gastric polyp that was removed with cold snare polypectomy, period. Next line, colon, number one. Approximately a 7 millimeter sessile cecal polyp was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, an approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp was removed with cold snare polypectomy at the hepatic flexure. There was an approximately 7 millimeter sessile transverse colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. There was a larger, approximately 18 millimeter pedunculated splenic flexure polyp that was removed with hot snare polypectomy. There was also a sigmoid colon, approximately 6 millimeter sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology, period. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, period. Anti-reflux precautions were explained. Continue PPI 20 milligrams, continue omeprazole 20 milligrams 30 minutes before breakfast, period. GERD precautions. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, surveillance colonoscopy in 3 years.